Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend. She is the Tax Mama. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, syndicated columnist, and an enrolled agent teaching other enrolled agents. That's how good she is. TaxMama.com, is that right?
TaxMama.com.
And the books are Deduct Everything. That's her new one. Small Business Taxes Made Easy. That's the original one.
Well, Eva, that's coming out in a new one in January.
Brand new one. All right, an updated one. Good for you. Mm-hmm. So look forward to that, folks. So let's talk about, we're talking about expenses here. We're kind of going on that track. Per diem reimbursements. A lot of businesses have employees who travel.
They
and
do.
And maybe all the time, maybe just occasionally. What are the rules? What do we need to know about that to make sure we get the right deductions for everybody?
Well, first of all, you can only use per diems if the company has a written plan. So the written plan can be we don't reimburse at all, and then the employee gets to use per diems on their personal tax return. If you're self-employed...
Now, wait, now slow down. So, tell the audience, most people know what per diem is, but everyone might not. Tell us what it means.
Well, let's talk about what per diems are. Per diems are the standard rates that the government provides, and there are three different versions. One that's for the continental United States, and they call that CONUS, and that's provided by the Government Services Administration. Then you have the ones for Hawaii, Alaska, Guam, and the territories, and that's by the Department of Defense. And then you have the foreign rates, and that's by the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are standard rates for wherever you're traveling around the world that the government puts together, and you can use the daily rate for meals and lodging instead of tracking actual expenses.
So if a daily meals per diem in the continental United States is $78, that's what you can deduct even if you spend $120.
Well, if you're going to spend a lot more, then you're better off tracking your real expenses.
Right.
This is for people who aren't tracking expenses, saving receipts, or who are really spending less than the per diem allowances.
Right.
So this is a huge benefit. You do have to keep track of where you travel and the dates that you travel, because there are a couple of ways to use these rates. One, you can use the average rate for the year. Two, you can use something called a high-low method. So if you're in a high-expensive city, you use those rates. Or an inexpensive city, you use lower rates. Or you can use the actual rate for a location, which changes two or three times a year, so
mm-hmm.
it helps to know when you're there because the rates may be higher. So those are three different ways, but they work based on the fact that you've tracked the locations and the dates. Now, the other thing that is important to know is if you're using per diems for lodging, you have to use them for all the lodging for the year.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
deduct real numbers for 1 month and one trip, and then use per diem for something else.
Right. And so basically everybody...
Is this the same way for mileage?
Mileage is a whole different thing. We can, I think, talk about that in a moment.
All right.
But per diem...
Per diem are typically like a cab or hotel or food, that kind of thing.
No. Cabs are separate. Per
okay.
diems are strictly the lodging, meals, and incidentals are built in.
Okay.
Now, if you own the business, whether you're a Schedule C or a corporation or anything else, if you own the business, you can't use the lodging per diem. You can only use the meals.
Why?
It's the law.
Because they're assuming you're going to sleep somewhere?
They're assuming you're going to take advantage of things or make stuff up. But I have used these rates for people who own their business when they didn't have any records at all, and I had to recreate records, and I've won that on audits. So there are times, if you're really, really sloppy and you really can't recreate anything, where you can get away with using the per diems. But let me tell you how good this is, okay? I had a client who was from Las Vegas, and he went to Tennessee to teach for one school year. So that's September through May of the following year. So his tax return covered 2 years. He stayed with his ex-wife and paid something like $500 a month to stay with her. Okay, now he's an employee of the school district there. He's out of his own location, so he's traveling, so his entire expenses for the whole 5 or 6 month period count. We use the per diem rates in Tennessee for September, October, November, December, 4 months, and then, you know, January through May the following year. He had about $8,000 or $9,000 worth of per diems that we were able to use, even though he only spent about $3,000 for each of the years. He was audited, and we won the audit. So he actually got, even after you take into account tax rates, by the time we got done, he got a better reimbursement from the IRS than it actually cost him to live.
I'll be darned. So, folks, this is what you need to understand. You need to understand the reimbursement plan programs, the per diem schedules. There's more than one, obviously. You know, she identified three, and then another one with Tennessee, right?
Well, you know, that's where he was. So you look up where you are, because, for instance, you know,
this is why I have a professional who takes care of this for me. I can't stand it. I hate this stuff. I like telling people about it because I like people knowing what's going on. I love it when you talk about it, but for me to do it myself, I would rather do something a lot different. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. TaxMama.com is Eva's website. You need to check that out. You'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.